central banks around the world are starting to increase their reserves of gold over USD. Countries holding gold has reached a 31-year high in 2021. Roughly 36 tons of gold in September 2021 was held as reserves, the largest amount since 1990, and up 15% since 2011, which is a trend over the past decade, where the United States dollar's value versus gold has sharply dropped, especially following the 2008 financial collapse. As the U.S. Federal Reserve looks to make credit harder to get and more expensive lately, other economies are starting to shift towards gold to hedge their bets. In other words, as the U.S. dollar is getting devalued, other countries are looking to gold as a sure place to park their money. And even some national bank presidents, such as the National Bank President of Poland, said that gold is not directly linked to any nation's economy, and thus can withstand global financial arrest, should shocks to the market happen. Not just developed economies, but also emerging economies are increasing their gold reserves as well. Many of these emerging economies are experiencing a rapid devaluation of their own currencies, so purchasing gold is seen like a stable asset. Kazakhstan has actually seen the largest jump in the ratio of gold to foreign exchange reserves. Putting this in more context, starting in 2009, and in large response to the 2008 financial collapse, which is also the reason Bitcoin exists as a side note, central banks started holding larger reserves of gold over US dollars. And following the 2008 collapse, saw long-term US interest rates drop. So in other words, the amount of money you're actually going to create if you hold US dollars over time went down to quite historic lows. And it was meant to do that intentionally as part of a fiscal stimulus, so people and companies would be spending dollars as opposed to holding on to them for that interest rate to come due in 10, 20, 30 years. Which now has the backdrop of giving less incentive to hold on to USD in the first place, and is further compounding a problem of, if you want people to use USD, they need an incentive to have it and hold it. As the financial markets have become more complex and are increasingly going to be more technology-driven, gold coming back into the fray is interesting and should hold for a more uncertain future, but also potentially more opportunity. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.